Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 8th of September 2024. This is going to be a short podcast tonight because I just wanted to get on the podcast and let you know that I am back home, I'm safe, and I've completed the climb for Mount Snowdon. You've probably heard me talk about this quite a bit over the last few weeks. We've climbed Mount Snowdon in order to raise money to get kids gardening into a few schools. And we did it. We have absolutely smashed it. Not just the climb, but also the fundraising. So I'll start with the climb first. Now, there was nine of us and Monty the dog who were doing this climb. And we all, nine of us, stuck together and did it. We had a bit of a chat on WhatsApp, a group chat on the lead up to it. And it worked out quite well. We were all talking to each other. We all got to know each other. And when we came together on Friday night, we all just got on like a house on fire. The only thing we have in common really is our gardening and social media. And it showed. We were all chatting about all our various things. I cooked a barbecue for everyone on Friday night and that went down well. We all really, really enjoyed it. And then Saturday morning we got up and I drove many of us to our starting off site. We set off on the hike at 8 o'clock in the morning. We climbed up the mountain. Many of us were finding it quite hard. I certainly found the first bit I was getting out of breath and rather hot. But once we got into rhythm, we all seemed to get on. The good thing is, obviously, we've taken a lot of photos. Everyone else was. I'm useless at taking photos, to be honest with you. But everyone was taking photos and that gave everyone the chance to have a break. But we were all trying to stay together. Nobody was being left behind. There were some who were finding it a little bit harder than others at certain points, but then they made up for it at other points. And that's just sometimes the way it goes when we do these things. But we all worked with each other and we did it. We got to the top about midday, 12 o'clock. And there was a queue to get right on the top, because basically on the very top of the mountain, there's this little extra pile, mound, I guess you could say. It probably goes up 2-3 meters. And that, on top of that, is a trig point. That is a point that we are at the highest, highest point in England and Wales, not Scotland. And there was a queue for that about half hour, but we jumped in that queue. And then all nine of us and Monty, we got up there and we had a photo at the top. Now, this is a bit I didn't like. I'm scared of heights. I really didn't like this final bit because it just felt like, one, the wind was quite strong. There were seagulls flying at eye level. And it felt if we were to fall off, all there was sheer drop straight down. So I wasn't quite feeling myself at that. But everyone helped me with that and build us up and we got through it, and then we had a photo at the top. We went into the cafe and chilled out for probably about an hour before we started coming back down, and we got back to the car park about 5 o'clock. So it was a long, long hike. It was expected to take 6 hours. I think it took something like 9 hours, but we did it. We did it, and that's the important thing. Now, the thing I've really enjoyed is getting to know everyone, having this chat about gardening and finding out what everyone is up to and what floats everyone's boat. So it was good for that, really good for that. The thing I've really also been proud of, we've made it, of course, I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that we have raised over £3,700. In fact, I think the last time I looked, it had gone up, so it might have gone up again. But we have raised that much money for kids gardening. I'm just going to have a look and see what the figure is now. And at one point, I didn't think we were going to meet our target of £3,000. £3,000 would have been enough to get kids school gardening into 5 schools. Well, we got that within the last week and it's continued to go up. We actually now on £3,790, which is enough to get us into 6 schools and probably enough in that to pay just giving their fees as well. So overall, we have done fantastically well. And it's only down to the kind donations that everyone's put in, including some of you. So thank you for contributing. I'm really, really pleased with that. Anyway, as I said, this is going to be a short one. No real gardening because I didn't do any seeds for today on purpose. I knew I wouldn't be able to, but I just wanted to let you know back home and safe and how it went. And, you know, if you are looking at doing any sort of charity fundraising, look at what we can do as gardeners. We can do this. It's amazing. I am absolutely blown away. I'm tired. I'm achy, but I'm blown away. Well, guys, you take care. We'll be back on Thursday with a proper seed sowing podcast. And tomorrow we've got the Autopot podcast coming out, which is all recorded on purposely because I knew I wasn't going to get much gardening done this week. And then I'm off to Glee on Tuesday, a gardening event as well. Anyway, more about that on Thursday. You take care. I'll speak to you again then.